Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Good morning again, everybody. We're here for our second hour. We'll be here until 10 o'clock today, as we always are on Sundays. Hope you'll pick up the phone and just give us a call. We'd love to have a chance to visit with you. Robert Brialski is catching the calls for me and screening them and then getting everybody ready for the air. We have only one call ahead of you. If you call right now, that'd be Stephanie in Waco, and we will go to Stephanie in just a moment. But in the meanwhile, we're going to go to Tucker Reed. Tucker is with the Dallas Arboretum, where he serves in the capacity of horticulture manager. Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you joining us, and you're going to talk about an anemone. And, boy, we don't talk about anemones very often. You have one you like a lot, right?
Well, these are the fall-blooming anemones. And, you know, there's spring-blooming anemones, which are kind of lumped together with all the bulbs, although they're not a bulb. They're lumped in that same group. And then these are the fall bloomers, and these are native to Japan. These are all hybrids now, so there's no real species. They've been played with kind of like daylilies and iris and found, you know, pull all the best things out. And so these are hardy perennials. They're super hardy. Nowhere in Texas can we grow. We can grow them everywhere. They grow as zone 5, which is practically Chicago. Mm-hmm. They're well adapted to all the soils. They're only needing average soil moisture. They certainly don't want to be in a wet spot. They'll resent you for that. They're slow growers. They're slowly going to colonize an area, but they're never going to be considered invasive. They're not too big. They're really easy to mix in with ferns and other shade loving plants. Generally when they bloom, they're going to be 18 to 30 inches tall. When they're just in the foliage, they're even smaller than that. They come in both pink and white.
You're saying?
Smaller than the 18 to 30.
Yeah,
you know,
gotcha.
Generally their foliage kind of sits around 12 inches
gotcha.
When it's out of bloom. The flower colors, they come in pinks and whites. Pinks, there's a wide range of different pinks. There's real pale pinks to really, really, really hot pinks. But the really cool thing is there's also both singles and doubles of almost every one of the pinks and the white. My two favorite, I just really love the white. I think the white really stands off well in the shade. And so I tend to use Honorine Jovert, which is a single white, and Whirlwind, which is a double white flowered version.
All right, people are going to write really to me blue. Later, and they're going to say, how do we spell Honorine Jovert? It's like honor, H-O-N-O-R-I-N-E, and then mm-hmm. J-O-B-E-R-T. Folks, so that's the way you spell that one. Whirlwind, I'm going to leave up to you guys. So there we are. Where are these available, Tucker?
Generally, you can find them in the nurseries. Probably right now you'll see some of them. I don't know if you'll see those two cultivars, but they're pretty common. You can find them in nurseries about this time because this is when they're going to show themselves and they're actually going to sell. In the spring, you're going to look at this plant and you're going to go, why do I want a little pot of foliage? you're not going to buy it. And so the nurseries won't even typically really bring them in until this time because they don't have what they're really trying to sell, which is the flowers.
And folks,
you're definitely going to find a mail order, though.
Yeah, mail order. And I'm going to ask Tucker in just a moment to give us a couple of possibilities there. But you're going to find them at the better independent retail garden centers usually. Those are the places you'll find the adapted, unusual plants. What are a couple of mail order online sources?
A couple of them that I've used that I've found anemones at easily. Plant Delights always has in Tony Avent's nursery in Raleigh, North Carolina. Bluestone Perennials, which I think is in Ohio, mm-hmm. they're a good source, as well as Rare Finds Nurseries that's in New Jersey and Niche Gardens, N-I-C-H-E. I may be pronouncing that incorrectly. Mm-hmm. Which I do believe is in South Carolina. They're all four. I've ordered from all four of them. They've all always sent really good quality products. Very reliable and pretty good pricing, actually.
You ever been to Plant Delights? That must be someplace.
I've never actually been there. I have friends that have actually been there. If I ever get to North Carolina and visit some of my relatives that live there, I'll certainly make a day trip to go to Plant Delight.
I'll bet you will. I'm going to read between those lines. All right, tell us about education going on.
Education, there's still classes, plenty of classes going on, still several weeks worth. Go online and check it out, dallasarboretum.org, and check under the adult education tab. Underneath the main education tab.
I sure hear a lot of people talking about coming to autumn at the Arboretum to see the pumpkins. All that work you guys do planting the flowers and the pumpkins become the star of the fall show, don't they?
Right. Yes, they do. And that's really they are. I mean, when they outnumber the plants at this point in time practically, because when you get 50 to 60,000 pumpkins, even with the few, even with the large percentage that we've lost already just because it's been warm and you know, they do rot just like anybody knows, we still have plenty out there. You still won't even notice that we've thrown quite a few into the compost pile.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I didn't mean to play down the fact by saying all the work you do in the flowers. It's not like 50,000 pumpkins. There's not a lot of work as well.
Yeah.
All right, so that's Autumn at the Arboretum, folks. There are a lot of activities. Once again, DallasArboretum.org is the website, and you can find out about all of those activities. How much more beautiful could a day be in late October? No Cowboys game today. A 90-degree temperature, shade all through the garden, beautiful colors starting to show up, pumpkins. Man, you need to get out there. How do they find you?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit off of I-30 and head north. It'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from Points North, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
If you're coming from the east, we've never said that, but what would you take, Buckner, and come up north on Buckner and then?
Yeah, you could come up Buckner to Garland, or you could take it all the way to Grand Avenue, either way.
All right.
Depends on what you're most comfortable with.
Yeah, two sides of a triangle, isn't it? Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. That is Tucker Reed, and you see why I like him so much. Hey, thanks so much. I understand. Let's see. You were part of Hortapalooza yesterday, weren't you?
I was. It was a fun time. It's great to be around people who love to learn about plants.
Yes, absolutely. Was Grandma Chambly as crazy as we thought she'd be?
She was out there.
I'll bet. Thank you so much, Tucker. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right. He is the best. All right. Let me tell you right now about the best. Speaking of, and I told you this last hour, Wortham Brothers Roofing. You know, there's going to come a time when we're going to get into a rainy spell and maybe ice. And ice and snow, especially snow as it melts, can seep into problems in roofs that even a hard rain won't find. If you have any issue with your roof or you're concerned that you might after some of the storms that we've had, wind can do a lot of damage. It doesn't have to be hail. Wind can do a lot of damage. Call Wortham Brothers. Let them come give your roof an inspection. They are not out there to scare you. They will just be honest with you. And if you don't have roofing problems, they're going to tell you that. But if you do, they want you to get the insurance claim filed before it runs out. There is a life expectancy on these insurance forms. After a storm, you have so much time to get it filed. And then if you don't do it, you're in trouble. Also, if you're going to be selling your house, you need to have the roof inspected beforehand. It's going to have to be a part of the sale anyway, and better that you know what the issue is if there is one. And if you're about to change insurance carriers, maybe you have it inspected because the carrier you currently have is going to cover any problem. The new guy is going to say, yeah, no thanks, that was their problem. And so Wortham Brothers can help you with all that. Now, let's say that you just need a new roof and you want the very best roof your money can buy. That is when you call Wortham Brothers. They've been around, 25, 30 years, 28 years. Yep, I was right on the boundaries there. 28 years, 60,000 roofs. I think they know what they're doing. Wortham Brothers, WBRoofing.com. Here's the phone number. They serve the entire Metroplex, 972-562-5788. 972-562-5788, WBRoofing.com, Wortham Brothers Roofing Company.
My name is Crawford, and I'm a recovering drug and alcohol addict. Staying clean and sober is important to me because my family wants me to stay sober, and I want to be sober. One of the best things I like about Serenity is the self-paced program. It helps me catch up. To anyone that has donated to Serenity, I want to say thank you. I wouldn't have gotten sober without Serenity, and I would never have graduated high school without Serenity. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Thank you, Crawford, very, very much. And yes, indeed, thank you for all who have donated over the last 3 weeks to help us build a permanent building of Serenity High, and you've taken us to a new level, and we will continue to work toward that goal. Let me give you our phone number, then we're going to Stephanie in Waco in about 10 seconds. The phone number for my program here, if you'd like to call, we'd love to hear from you. It's 800-288-WBAP. Call right now, please. Need to line up the phones again. 1-800-288-9227. Again, that's 1-800-288-9227. 9227. Stephanie in Waco. This is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Thanks for waiting. How can I help?
Well, in an effort to eat more healthy, I've been looking at things like sprouts. And if you've seen them in the grocery store produce department, they're quite expensive. So I thought, well, if I'm going to eat broccoli sprouts, I'll grow broccoli sprouts. But now I'm kind of in a quandary because do I just buy broccoli seed and sprout them and that's what we're eating? And, you know, are these seeds chemically treated? Am I actually good about eating them?
Yeah, phone is cutting out a little bit, but I got the gist of what you were saying. I don't believe I would use just seeds intended to be planted in the garden. I think there is a chance that they may have, in some cases, they'll probably tell you, they'll be proud of the fact if they're not treated. But fact is that you'll see treated seeds to prevent fungus problems when they get into wet soils. I don't know about broccoli in particular, but that's certainly not uncommon. So it would be better, and there are plenty of sources of sprouting seeds. Now, we had sprouts in our house for years. We don't currently. Our schedule just is such that we are not home much. We're going to karate with our grandson, or we're Lynn's in school board meetings, or just all kinds of stuff, and we're not around as much as we ought to be. And so we don't have the sprouts right now. But sprouting jars are in amber. They look like the big mason jars, the quart mason jars, but they're amber in color to keep the sprouts blanched. And the screw-on lid has a copper, I think, probably. I don't remember if it's copper or brass or what it was, a screen on it, like window screen, and so it wouldn't rust. And that's what you really want to get. And if you can't find those on eBay, I'd be amazed. I think there probably are companies that still offer them. I'd almost guarantee it. Look online for sprouting jars, and where you find the sprouting jars, you'll also find the seeds. We were very fond of alfalfa sprouts. We grew some others, but those were always our favorites.
Okay,
still
great. Well, thanks so much for the information, Neil. Have a great day.
I will. Thank you for the call. Good luck with them. They're a lot of fun, really, and it's fast. Let's see. We're going to get, you know what, Robert? I'm going to try to keep us on time this hour. That's just my resolution for this hour. It won't work, but I'm going to try. So I'm going to go ahead and get a break, and then we will come to Barbara in Forest Hill and Chris in Lucas. And let me tell you about my book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, and why you need it. I have a lot of people say, well, I have your other books. I'll just go with them. Well, they're 23 and 32 years old. It's kind of like using a travel guide that is 22 or 33 years old, 23 or 32. Or it's kind of like using an auto repair manual that is that old and the car isn't. Or, you know, I can give you other examples. Let's look at a sporting thing where the teams are rated. It might change in 23 years. It has changed in gardening. There's just a huge change in gardening. Half of the plants that we have now didn't exist in the nursery industry 23 years ago. This book is not a revised copy at all. It is a totally different book than my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. I decided to self-publish just because I wanted to have the editorial leeway that I wanted. I've done enough books, and really I've been burned enough times by publishers that I just said, you know what, let's just do this our way. And the remarks that have come back have been wonderful, and I thank you for that, and I hope you enjoy the book. 840 photographs, 344 pages, 25 multi-page charts in this book. It is really a handbook that will help you understand. I took all understand gardening in Texas to that maximum. I took all of the information that I've traditionally put in my wall calendar, my Texas gardening calendar. After 30 years, I quit doing the calendar because not as many people were using calendars, and it was harder to sell them. And so I just put it into chapter 2, 48 pages of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray. People said, don't use calendars, but I sure miss that guideline. Well, now it is there in perpetual form for you. So that's just one example of the information that's in this book. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed, and it is only $28.95. And to sweeten the pot for you, it's a signed copy. I signed a bunch. We took another shipment just a few days ago, and I signed a bunch of them so that we'd be able to send them out tomorrow for you, the signed copies. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, $28.95 plus tax and postage. Call before 10:30 today if you'd like to do that. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. This book is not in stores. Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. All right, let me tell you right now about the great people at Encore Electric Service Delivery. And giving my talk up in Sherman yesterday, I referred to them. One of the things that I was talking about is selecting trees. And I said I want to give credit to Encore Electric Service Delivery for this phrase, because it is such a wonderful phrase. Know before you grow. Know how tall and how wide a tree will grow before you plant it. That way it won't get into the power lines. If you just go out willy-nilly buying a Schumard red oak and you plant it directly beneath the power lines, how long is that going to work for you? Probably 15 years, and then the power crew will be out and they will put a V-groove or a flat top on your tree. There are some trees in McKinney. When I'm driving on Lake Forest and I see those trees that are flat-sided, flat-topped, and also undercut because they hang out over the road. And, oh my goodness gracious, that's just so sad. Know before you grow. Encore needs that help from us. Also, if you're going to be doing any work because limbs have come down with a storm 2 or 3 weeks ago, you need to be at least 10 feet away from any power lines, better yet, 20 feet. If you have any concern before you start doing any work, they have a hotline set up just for you at 888-313-6862. 888-313-6862. And of course, if you see any kind of emergency where there's a smoke or fire coming because a line is in contact with a tree limb, that's when you get out of the area and call 911. And if you're going to be digging and you don't want to hit power lines there, call 811 at least 2 business days before, and they will come and mark the lines for you. All of that is available to you, and the information is at Encore, O-N-C-O-R.com.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is a school for students who are in recovery from drugs and alcohol and who are seeking a high school diploma in a safe and sober environment. For more information, call me, Principal Julie, at 469-302-7830. On the web, that's serenitychigh.org.
Thank you, Julie, ever so much. Saturday, February 14, mark it on the calendar. When you go to your calendar, you'll see that it says, hey, that's Valentine's Day. Well, this would make a nice Valentine for somebody you care about, or for yourself, or for children. It could be nice, somebody who has young marrieds and would like to give them a housewarming gift. Our home landscape school will be all day Saturday, February 14, at the Plano Center. Stephen Chambly and I, Stephen is with Shandor Gardens, in Weatherford. He's a fabulous speaker, an incredible writer, and a wonderful horticulturist. One of my go-to guys when I get hung up on things. I'll call or text Stephen what's going on here. And just a great guy. So the two of us will tag team the whole day of our 2014 20th Annual Home Landscape School. And it's actually 2015. On Saturday, February 14th, and that's where the 14 came from, in Plano. So come join us, if you will. We'll teach you how to do a landscape plan to scale. Well, you'll actually leave with a working drawing of your own landscape and project that you're going to work on. We'll give you a one-on-one consultation 2 weeks later on Saturday, February 28, or Sunday, March 1. And that's where you'll work with a professional for 30 minutes to finish up your drawing. All day on Saturday, February 14. It's $179 for one person, $219 for two people from the same household. Call before the prices go up. Call before we sell out of available space. 1-800-752-GROW. It's the same number you call to order my brand new book, 1-800-752-4769. Barbara is in Forest Hill. We go to her now. How can I help you?
Well, I need to make a confession.
Ah.
You know, confessions are good for the soul.
I have found that too many times, Barbara. Way too many. I've had lots of opportunities.
Well, about 2 months ago, I think, I called you and asked you if crepe myrtles changed colors.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me no. Mm-hmm. Well, and later in the month, I was outside without my shades, and my crepe myrtle had not changed color.
Oh, it was your glasses?
Yes.
Oh, I love it. I wish I had a nickel for every time I slammed on the brakes in safe situations and jumped out to take a photo of something, only to realize that the tint in my glasses was causing reds to become brilliant reds. Same deal. I hear you. I understand.
Oh, this was funny. It's an orchid crepe myrtle, and I thought it had turned red.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And you said one time that you didn't want that the your book was not one that you picked up like a novel and read through it.
That's true.
I beg to differ with you.
Really?
When I've got it, I sat down that afternoon and read completely through it.
Well, thank you very, very much.
It was like a novel. You know, you just turn a page and there's something else you got to look about, and another page, and you got to look about that.
Good. Well, I hope it was kind of like a nonfiction book.
Well, yeah, it's a nonfiction book, yeah.
Well, I am so glad. I really appreciate you calling. I love your laughter. That just makes this all worthwhile. This is a hobby. We're talking about a hobby, and we can't take it too seriously. That's wonderful.
Okay. Anyway, that's all I had to say.
You're fabulous.
I have a question today.
Well, thanks for calling back. Appreciate
it. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to Patty in Rockwall now. Patty, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Neil. I'm calling because I am having a water filter and a softener system put on my house. Well, the water system is in the front of the house, and in order for us to hide it, we're going to put it along the side of the house, so we have to trench, and we're going to go about, in front of a 20-year-old crepe myrtle tree. Well, they said they have to trench at least 12 inches down. So my question is, how can I trench beside that tree without hurting it?
Not really. I mean, you're going to be cutting some major roots. How far are you going to be from the trunk?
About 16 to 18 inches.
All right, and so how big is the trunk of the crepe myrtle in diameter?
It's one of those multi things.
I'm sure it is. Can you reach around the base of the tree with your two hands?
Oh, no.
Well, let me just ask, how much would it cost to trench 4 feet farther out? I mean, aren't you just talking about pipe?
Right. 4 feet out would put it into the grass, and there's like a little brick wall around a retainer around the garden itself.
All right, I can see a tunnel being dug under that. They go under highways, for crying out loud. So that gets you under that in about maybe a minute and a half. And
okay.
So you lose a little grass, you dig the grass out intact, lay it over there, dig the trench, and miss the crepe myrtle that way, and sure your line is 5 or 6 feet longer than it had to be. Might cost you $10 extra, I would think, but it would sure save the crepe myrtle, or at least help it a lot.
Okay, so it's just not a good idea to do that. Okay.
Well, no, you're going to be severing most of the roots. 90% of a crepe myrtle's roots are in the top foot of soil, so all of those on that side of it would be harmed, would be cut. And that's
okay.
The problem. You look at any crepe myrtle that is dug, the soil ball that people dig, in fact, the soil ball will be wider than it will deep because the roots are near the surface. So, yeah, try to go around it if you can.
Okay, that's what I needed to know. Thank you so very much, and I love your book and your magazine.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you so much. Be careful with that crepe myrtle. Be careful yourself as you drive. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Chris and Lucas, I want to help you with the aster. Please wait and let me get this newscast out of the way, bottom of the hour newscast, and you will be next up. Folks, we'll have lots of space after that. That's the only call that I have at this point. So, and this is our longest segment coming up. It's a great time for you to call 800-288-WBAP. We'll go to Chris and we'd come to you. 800-288-9227. Please call right now. Callaway's Nursery. There are 17 of them in the Metroplex, and they are gorgeous. I've been in a couple of homes this past week that have been decorated completely from Callaway's, and boy, they really have what you want. Now, fall has arrived at Callaway's. Fall is for planting. Today only at Callaway's, a one-day sale. Add beautiful shade trees to your landscape. 30 to 40% off today, Sunday, at Callaway's. Oaks, Japanese maples, magnolias, and more. Folks, those are the best trees you can get, and they're 30 to 40% off, and all sizes starting, and I'm just giving you the prices, $24.99 to $299.99, and they're 30 to 40% off. And while you're at Cal, and that's trees, and that's a beautiful, the best time of the entire year to plant trees. Can I say, get into Callaway's. While you're there, Matrix pansies are also on sale for $1.48 each. Spectacular pansies, huge selection of colors. Add instant color to your garden or patio. Matrix pansies, $1.48 each. Remember, everything at Callaway's comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Hurry in today for the special one-day sale. All trees, 30 to 40% off at Callaway's Nursery today. Open 7 days a week, 17 locations, but go in today if you want the tree sale. Go to callaways.com to find the store nearest you, but you know where they are. Callaway's Nursery, life lived beautifully.
Imagine being the victim of a terrible crime, being raped, and 18 years later finding out that your rape kit has not been processed by the authorities. Why is it that so many are still waiting for justice? That on the next Ben Ferguson Show right at 9 a.m. on WBAP.
All right, let me tell you right now about Sunburst Shutters and invite you to contact them, because if you are looking for a new window treatment, you can look as long as you want. You can just go look as long as you want, and you'll never find anything any more beautiful than Sunburst Shutters, as long as you want. These are made of polywood. It's a man-made material, and it looks like wood, and to a large degree, it works like wood. And then you realize this is never going to chip or crack or peel. It's not going to warp. It won't rot. And it looks fabulous, and it's so smooth. You just kind of want to rub it to feel how smooth that is. It's like it's been sanded to 1,000 grit sandpaper. That's Sunburst Shutters, and that's their plantation style shutters. They come in 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5 inch widths. Yeah, I love those halves. Could have been 2, 3, and 4 inch, but nope. But anyway, they're beautiful plantation shutters. We have them at our home. We have them at my office, at my magazine office, and we love them. That's Sunburst Shutters, and we are happy customers. I'm here to pound the desk and say, this is a great product for you. Let them come out. You'll never find nicer people. They're very, very decent people, and quiet, and not pushy at all. They will give you an estimate of what it would cost. They'll bring samples and show you how they would look in your window. They're also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. Same number does it all. If you want to go see their showroom and their factory, they'll be happy to have you do that. It's 214-343-2601. Best thing to do, though, is let them come to your house. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com. Time to check in now with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Once again, it's Major Logan.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time now, 9:34. More news that Jeb Bush may be inching closer to a presidential run. That story after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com right now traffic watch. Look for construction this morning on eastbound LBJ from I-35 East Stemmons Freeway to Webb Chapel Road, blocking a few lanes until noon. It should be clear after that. Just a bit of a slowdown now, Highway 183 eastbound between Valley View Lane and Esther's Road. Otherwise, still easy travel along major arteries around the Metroplex. The WBAP 24/7 forecast, sunny and warmer today, high of 88. Mostly clear and mild tonight with an overnight low of 63. Sunny, breezy tomorrow with above average temperatures. We're looking at a high of 85. Right now, it's 70 degrees at Dallas Love Field. George P. Bush, son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, says his father is seriously considering a run for the White House in 2016.
I think he's still assessing it.
Do you think it's more than 50%, less than 50%?
I think it's more than likely that he's giving this a serious thought.
Bush was speaking to correspondent Jonathan Carl. The younger Bush is running in his first major political race for Texas Land Commissioner. Starting November 1st, cities that receive water from the North Texas Municipal Water District will be limited to once every 2-week watering. The district's Denise Hickey says drought conditions continue and the conservation is needed.
Lake Levan is a little less than half full. It's 12.5 feet down. Lake Jim Chapman is 11.5 feet down. We did have Texoma come back online. The Texoma water comes directly into our water treatment plant.
Some of the larger member cities of the district are Frisco, Garland, McKinney, Mesquite, Plano, and Richardson. Today it's going to be sunny, much warmer, high near 90, right now 68 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan, and now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major. The phone number, if you'd like to call for a plant question here right now, here to WBAP, is 1-800-288-WBAP. If you prefer numbers, it is the same. It's 800-288-9227. Either way, you get the radio station, you'll get Robert Borowski. In fact, I'm psychic. I can predict that for you. 800-288-9227. Please call right now. We have two lines open for you and love to hear from you. WhizQ Stone, since 1983, experts at WhizQ Stone have been leaders in the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. These guys, Mike Wisnant and his son Derek, are just gems in the nursery industry. They are highly respected. They're leaders in the nursery industry, and they have become that because of the quality of their business and the quality of their business relationships. They work with landscape contractors, so if you go out and pick the stone that you love, they'll know how to help you. You take measurements, you take photographs to them, and they'll know how much to order, help you order, and they will tell you you'll need about 15 or 20% overage. It depends a little bit on the type of stone, and the reason for that overage is stones don't always fit together. Natural products don't always fit together exactly perfectly, and you have a little bit of waste. You know, that waste becomes fun because you use it for a walk or another retaining wall somewhere or something else some other time. It gives you a chance to dream about it. Anyway, to my point, they can then refer you to a landscape contractor who can do that installation for you. They also do water features. They have in their display garden water features that were constructed out of their stone. And again, they can refer you to landscape contractors who would do that for you. It's just a playground, a toy land of wonderful beauty at WhizQ Stone. 22 acres of stone, boulders, flagstone, pavestone, everything. It's at 4501 East Loop 820 South. 4501 East Loop 820 South, and that is in Southeast Fort Worth. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. 817-429-0822. That's whiz-q.com, whiz-q.com. 817-429-0822, WhizQ Stone.
Now coming up Monday morning.
Yes.
In studio with us. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Newt Gingrich. Both Newt and Callista will spend the half hour with us.
Yep.
In the 6 o'clock hour.
Talking books with the Gingriches?
No, we're not talking books. We're talking what's wrong with America.
That's Monday morning right here with Adam Bryant on WBAP.
All right. Thank you very, very much. And let me give you the phone number to my magazine office also if you would like to order my book or if you would like to sign up for our home landscape school. It's the same phone number. It's 1-800-752-GROW. If you ever get a toll-free number, don't get one that has an O in it because people are forevermore dialing they're spelling out the word and they're dialing a zero, not an O. It's 1-800-752-GROW. That is 1-800-752-4769. My book is brand new, not available in stores. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Our home landscape school is all day Saturday, February 14, and then 30-minute consultations. You choose your choice of February 28 or March 1. The school is at the Plano Center, and the consultations are in North Dallas at North Haven Gardens. And it's $179 for one person and $219 for two people from the same household. You'll learn how to draw a landscape plan. Call now. Call before price goes up. And if you'd like a signed copy of the book, just let them know when you call, and we'll get it in the mail right away. Again, the phone number, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769.
All right. Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1,001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book.
That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program. All right, back to the program. Let me tell you how the radio business works. The talent, and that is in quotes, talks. And when the talent quits talking and the log calls for a rejoinder, which is what you just heard, then the board operator, producer, hero of all heroes, plays a rejoinder. And then if the talent sits there for a moment and thinks, I'll go ahead and talk some more, then he steps on his own voice, which is what I did. Let's go to Marty in Waco. Marty, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Perry. I'm blessed to have a lot of green tomatoes at this point in the season, and I've heard there's ways to prolong the ripening of those by putting them in like a bag in a dark place, in a paper bag. Do you have any advice on that?
Absolutely. That's not the way I do mine, but yes, you can get tomatoes to ripen for maybe 3 weeks after you harvest them. what you want to do is, at the time that it's pretty obviously going to freeze beyond, let me back up a little bit. We have frost and we have freezes, and a frost can occur at 38 or 37 degrees on a still, clear night. Frost will kill tomato plants. It's a killing frost, even though it hasn't frozen yet. And so if you have a still, clear night, this won't happen when it's cloudy and it won't happen when it's windy, but a still, clear night, you can protect tomato plants simply by putting a sheet over them or by putting frost cloth over them. The frost will form on those, not on the plants. So that's what you would do at 36 or 38 degrees. Now, let's step it on down a little bit. It's going to go to 30 degrees on a given night. And what do we do with the tomatoes then? You're 28 degrees, and you say, I think this is it. The season's over. And so what you do in that case is you harvest all of the tomatoes that are anywhere from half size and up to mature size, red or green, and you bring them inside. And you look at the various sizes of them. You try to select a couple of representative sizes. Here's one that's kind of small. Let me cut through it. You cut straight through it with a very sharp knife. If the seeds are sliced by the knife, then that tomato would not have ripened. If the gel that's inside has formed enough that the seed moves out of the way of the knife blade, then that is one that would have ripened. And so you apply what you've learned from that one tomato that you sacrificed to all the rest of your tomatoes, and you decide which you'll set on a towel or on newspaper on a bright countertop, not in a bag somewhere, but actually not touching one another on a countertop, and you just let them ripen there. You may have 30 or 40 tomatoes, and they will ripen over a period of time. The interesting thing is they still have the wonderful flavor, and they still have the nutritional value that you would have had if they'd ripened outdoors, and they'll be fine quality. Those that don't pass muster, those where the seeds are sliced, those you'd have to use in preserves. I'm not much of a cook, so I don't really get into how they're used, but they're used in chow chow and other stuff.
All right, sir. And during this drought, I've been real lucky. I plant around my compost pile. I make kind of a use 2x12 cedar, redwood. Wood and plant my tomatoes around that, and they grow up. I haven't watered my tomatoes since July.
Oh, that's great. That's
and
great.
And I still got them. So I want the listeners to know in this drought that there's a better way to do tomatoes.
That's good. Well, I appreciate that so much. Well, have a wonderful day and enjoy those tomatoes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Sir. Let's go to Charlie and Graham. Charlie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
Enjoy
how can I
your
help?
Show and appreciate all your information.
I get a lot of calls from Graham. We are loud and strong into Graham. I thank you for that.
Well, you know that we're well into a drought here in Graham, just like the rest of North.
Really? I hadn't heard a word of it. No, I'm well aware. Believe me.
We've got a crepe myrtle that's always been real hardy, several years old.
Yes, sir.
I think it received some damage. We had a late freeze or frost last spring, you know, and received a lot of damage. It has not looked good this year at all, and has a lot of dead in it.
Know
if I need to trim that back or how much I need to trim it back or when I need to trim it back to make it maybe do better next year.
All right, let me try to help you. Number one, do you remember what variety it is?
Oh, gosh, no.
Doesn't matter. I just was curious. We're kind of keeping a record of which varieties were hurt. Tuscarora and Muskogee and a couple of others were hurt pretty badly. especially Tuscarora, especially Tuscarora. I'm not sure that I'm going to recommend it in North Texas any longer. As pretty as it is, it just has frozen too many times. What I would do first, Charlie, is I would prune all of the deadwood out. Forget how the plant is going to look when you're through. If a branch is dead, cut it back flush with a living branch and lay the dead cutting clippings off on the ground out of the way. All right, so you get all of the dead wood out, whatever it takes to do that. Use lopping shears and saws, and you get it out. And I would do this sooner rather than later, just so you can still see the look of the plant with the leaves that are on it. All right, that's starting point. Then the second thing I would do is I would shape the plant, reshape it to make it look a little more normal, because it may be lopsided. It may look like a jack-o'-lantern with half the teeth missing or something else, you know, with the pruning that you started with. Then you may end up taking some healthy green tissue off just to get it back into a good shape. The way you do that so that it doesn't end up looking like it's been topped — topping crepe myrtle is a horrible thing — the way you do this pruning that you're talking about is by making each cut flush with another cut. You don't leave a stub.
Oh.
And so you shape it that way, and you can salvage them pretty well. Now, there were some crepe myrtles in McKinney, where I live, on our crepe myrtle trails of McKinney. There were some that were hurt badly enough that they had to be cut to the ground and allowed to come back from the roots, and they're doing fine now. But, you know, there are 20 stems. We're going to have to select the 3 to 5 stems that we want to save. But that's what you do.
Okay. So just go ahead and do that.
I would do it this afternoon. It's a great day. Put your sunscreen on.
Yeah, okie dokie
there. There you go. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you very much.
All righty. Take care. You can tell I have the dermatologist having me apply cream to my face right now, and I look like I have the measles. So that's nice to be on radio. Very nice. Steve in Knox City, I'm going to help you with your oak acorns and how to plant them in just a minute. I've done a lot of that and enjoyed it. It's a cool deal. We'll come back, and we have time probably for one more call beyond Steve. If you'd like to be that person, you need to call immediately at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. My magazine office will be open until 10:30 today, 10:30. Had some other obligations right after that. We'd invite you to call if you would like to sign up for my home landscape school, or if you'd like to get your copy of my brand new book, Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening. At this point last year, I was about 4 chapters into writing the book, and I had about 8 more to go, and I was already beginning to realize I'm going to love this book. It really was working beautifully. I did one chapter at a time. I didn't necessarily start on chapter 1 and go to chapter on vegetables to finish it up, but indeed, the first one I did was chapter 2, and that is when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. That chapter is 48 pages long, and it's basically all of the information and then manifold more information than I used to put in my Texas gardening calendars, month by month, when you do all these things. 4 pages per month in the book, chapter 2. And then you have a chapter specifically for trees for Texas landscapes, one on shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit and vegetables, all those different chapters. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in Texas. This is the book I always wanted to have, and I want you to have it. It's only $28.95. I've self-published it. You will not find it in stores. You will not see it on Amazon. If you see a book there, it's my old cowboy boot book, and that one's 23 years old. If you want the new book, Lone Star Gardening, you either go to neilsperry.com or you call my office before 10:30 today. I will guarantee your satisfaction with the book, or I'll refund every penny, including tax and postage, of course. I will tell you that in the 6 months that we've been selling the book, I've not been asked for one refund yet. It'll happen someday, and I understand that. But it's been gangbusters. We're going to run out of the first printing here before long. It really has gone well. Just $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. $28.95, and it'll be a signed copy. Call before 10:30, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, or you can order anytime today at neilsperry.com. N-E-I-L, in alphabetic order, N-E-I-L, Sperry, at neilsperry.com. That's what it is. So if you would like to get it, I would love to get it to you. You'll be happy with it. 1-800-752-4769.
Leaves have begun to fall and should be removed from ponds and swimming pools. Dixon Brothers has pool sweeps and pond vacuums to help you manage. You can also get helpful tips to make your job faster and easier. At Dixon Brothers, you can get the fall pond must-haves, including pond cover nets and sturdy pond shark telescoping scoop nets, Genki fish foods for cooler temperature feeding, aquatic thermometers, and more. Old Man Winter will be here before long, so plan ahead and call Dixon Brothers to winterize your pool, such as get winter covers for above-ground pools and customer automatic covers for in-ground pools. Install a freeze guard to protect your equipment from costly freeze damage. Repair or replace any malfunctioning pumps, heaters, or filters. They even have solar fish for your pools to extend your swimming season. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pool equipment, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, or call 972-288-7537. That's 972-288-7537. D-I-C-K-S-O-N. Fall color arrives almost daily at Shades of Green in Frisco. Colorful pansies and violas, snapdragons, dianthus, alyssum, kales and cabbages, and gorgeous blooming mums. So many beautiful choices. Everything is ready to go into your landscape because fall is for planting. You'll also find top quality shrubs, vines, ground covers, ornamental grasses, perennials, and annual color at Shades of Green. Right now is the perfect time to be shopping for trees. Why? Well, because right now you can take advantage of Shades of Green's annual tree sale. Add specimen quality trees to your landscape and save up to 30% off all container and B&B trees 10 gallon and larger. At Shades of Green, you'll also find a wide selection of gardening supplies, from mulches, compost, and fertilizers to foliar sprays and insect control. Do you need some landscape inspiration, or you want your landscape to go from simple to sensational? Then give Shades of Green a call and sign up for a design consultation with one of their in-house designers. They specialize in planning and installing unique landscape ideas with low maintenance and low water requirements. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com.
All right, and B&B means bald and burlap. That's what Stewie was talking about with the shade trees. The phone number to my magazine office, if you'd like to order my brand new book or sign up for the Landscape School, 1-800-752-GROW. This is a full-fledged ad, but I'm going to do it in a hurry. 1-800-752-4769, or you can order anytime today or sign up anytime today at neilsperry.com. And when I say alphabetic, I'm talking about the initial, the vowels, E-I, and E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. I've tried to think of all the ways that my name gets misspelled, and I don't think there's any other one of them that is in alphabetic order, so N-E-I-L. I'd love to get the book in your hands. Love to see you at our landscape school. 1-800-752-4769. We go back to our phone lines now, and we're going to go to Steve in Knox City. Steve, this is Neil. Good morning.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
I have one simple question because I can't remember what I used to do.
Okay.
I want to plant some bur oak.
All right.
And I need to remove the outer burr and simply leave the seed, or can you plant them with the burr, the outside burr on them?
Well, nature plants them with them, but nature also doesn't get a 100% germination. I would not go to heroic measures to try to get the cap off the top of the acorn.
Yes, sir.
But if there's a way to do it, maybe with a pair of pliers where you just barely pinch the outside edge of it, to tear it enough without hurting the actual acorn, you'll be better off probably to get it out of the way. It may inhibit the growth. It's a softer tissue, and it will decay fairly rapidly, but I would still try to get it out of the way. I have harvested bur oak acorns, and usually under the same tree, beneath the same tree, you'll find plenty of acorns that don't have
the
cap coming down as far.
Right. Well, you plant them 3 to 4 inches deep in that range.
It kind of depends on the size. Bur oaks are large, and so maybe 3 inches, but sometimes you'll get a bur oak. They need to be about 2 times the height from cap to bottom to the point of the acorn. So if it's a 1-inch acorn, it would go in a couple inches deep.
Couple of inches of soil then.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Happy planting. All right.
Thank you.
Sure. Listen, let's go to... Oh, thank you very much. Let's go to Mike in Carrollton. I'm rushing a little bit to make sure we get everybody in. By the way, before I forget, don't forget that this Thursday, our electronic newsletter, Neil Sperry's eGardens, is coming out. We have about 42,000 people signed up to get it. We'd like to have you there. It's free and always will be, and we don't spam you. We don't give or sell your email address to anyone. You can sign up for that at neilsperry.com also. Mike in Carrollton, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I've got a bur oak that's producing lots of big acorns, but on some of the branches where there would be an acorn, there's these clusters of little light tan balls.
Yeah, somebody sent me a photo of that this week on Facebook, posted one, and that's a gall, an insect gall. I don't know which one it is. There are so many different galls that attack oaks, but that's exactly what that is.
Okay, so is that an issue with the tree? No, it is come off, or?
Nothing you can do about it. It's not going to hurt the tree. It is no harm, no concern, no control, no need to worry.
Okay, great. I just didn't know, because it almost looked like it was just scattered all over the tree. You know,
oh,
like
I know. And I've had more questions about it in the last week this year than I've had in the last 10 years combined. It's just one of those
okay,
things.
I appreciate it. Oh, real quick. I have tomato plants that became huge, flowered, never had one tomato all year.
All right. A very common question I have, I might ask that you look at neilsperry.com in my frequently asked questions. Usually it's the variety, and because of the heat, it probably was a large fruiting variety. I've got one more call I'm trying to get to is my problem.
Okay. And thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Usually they're just not pollinating because of the temperature. Tom and Keller, I have only about 45 seconds. I'm sorry, I tried. How can I help?
Yeah. Hey, yeah, I appreciate you putting me on. I've got this crepe myrtle question. I have two large crepe myrtles in my front yard. They're 15 foot tall. I never top them back.
All right, got
this
it.
This year they never really bloomed
like sunlight? They
usually do.
How much sunlight?
Full sun.
All
full
right.
sun.
It may
the
be leftover damage from last winter. There was a lot of that, and some of the varieties did not bloom well this year just because of latent cold damage.
Okay.
That's one possibility, and that was the varieties I mentioned a moment ago, Tuscarora. They were hurt badly by that, so were some of the others. You also mentioned on to my screener that trunks are turning black. That is sooty mold that grows in, listen carefully to this because that is not your problem, but sooty mold grows in the honeydew excretion that comes from either aphids or from crepe myrtle scale. And for both of those, if you will apply imidacloprid systemic insecticide in mid-May, go to crepemyrtletrails.org and click on basic care pests and you'll find it. Happy gardening, everybody. Until next week.